Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I was supposed to talk about something positive, but I wanted to unfortunately let you know that I did play my new song. I didn't release it to a few people. I played it in my condo, and now I hear an allegation nearby my home that somebody has sampled the keyboard melody on my song, which is impossible because I didn't release. I only released, as you know, the drum beats and a part of a melody on podcast. And that is very concerning to me because I gave no one permission to sample. As I told you before, as an artist, I copyrighted this my song, I Want My Dreams Come True, Part 2, which will be released. Okay? I don't know when I'm going to release it. It should be released soon. So I don't want to talk about it, as I said, but it came to my attention again. The only way they could, my stance is the only way that they could listen to my song or get a copy, because I did not send, you know, I didn't really release it. I played it for a few people to see what they think, was either they have access to my home or they had a video camera on my home or something, and that's illegal. And I told you guys before about those allegations because as a person, I deserve privacy as a home, just like anybody. When I say these things, there is a concern, you know. I would never release it unless they talk to the guy who I work with. I don't know. I'll leave it there. But one thing I do know is that for rationale purposes, I did copyright and put my song on my publishing, Big Lucky Publishing Worldwide, because of the concerns about my songs being used or being sampled without my authorization or the allegations. As I said before, if you are an artist who writes songs, register your songs with BMI, ASCAP, and copyright. Copyright is the most important thing, to own that material, to protect yourself, and to use it when necessary, legally. For me, I write songs about serious topics because I had a very bad life in dealing with hoodlums and criminals from my hometown, even, you know, drug dealers and people who I would never hang out with, or dangerous ex-cons, or even in California. I've been targeted for several decades, let me tell you, because of jealousy, or because they thought they wanted to hinder my potential. Even now, because I do these podcasts and I put music out, there's individuals who are trying to hinder my potential by lying to people, saying I didn't own my material and terrorize me for ulterior motives, which is evil. For me, the protection, I had to do it the legal way. I had to get, you know, I had to file restraining orders, get the LAPD involved, but I'll leave it there. Most importantly is that with music and with life, it has to be what they call authenticity and legal justice. It has to be where I, as an individual, should be allowed to do what I want and not be terrorized or hindered by a dangerous person who's jealous or trying to take my dreams away. And that's what I experienced. That's why I wrote the song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, because I had individuals who wanted to hinder or take advantage of my talents as a musician, songwriting, to get ahead in the industry, or to hinder me or prevent me from being a successful person because they were dangerous. And that is why I talk about those issues on podcasts. Some people could not believe what the stuff that I said and did not believe it, but it is true. And as a person, I cannot sit back and let someone try to hinder my potential and take my dreams away because they had ulterior motives to step on me or to take advantage of me or make up lies that I'm writing for someone else. I did not write my songs for someone else yet. If I did, I would let you know. But it's part of the philosophy of that they're jealous of me. They don't want to see a talented person like me succeed. They will look at me as like a person to step on. And that's not what I came on this planet to deal with. I dealt with this in my childhood with hoodlums in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, some of them were African American, which was very painful because it is a factor and why I have to be careful who I hang out with. As I said before, I am open-minded to all people regardless of where they come from. And some of these people were white, Latino, Arab, etc. I do not discriminate or go by what somebody looked like. I unfortunately came across people who have a dark side. They are not able to be people that I could deal with. And they came into my life and made me more aware of how dangerous some people are and evil some people are. So my response is protect myself, stand up for myself, as well as protect my songwriting and music. I had dealt with people who have mental health issues, who targeted me for ulterior motives simply because of their jealousy. They wanted to take my dreams away. They come to my home as we speak, always as we speak, and say things like, I'm this and that, and it's all about their ulterior motives. And it is important that I stay away from those types. I try to be very careful what I do and say because I try to be good to people, and I do not I don't have that antisocial personality disorder, okay? These people are antisocial. Only thing they know how to do is hurt people, commit crimes, rob, steal, commit fraud, and I keep away from that because those type of people take people's dreams away. That is why I talk about Hollywood dreams and going for dreams all the time, because it's important that for everybody, regardless of where you come from, white, black, or brown, I don't care what your skin color, where you come from, to go for your dream, who's legit. It's about going for your dream. And I'm going to say this, that's what I dealt with, because someone else's jealousy and evil manners told me to hinder my potential because of their self-centered and evil motives. So I keep away from them permanently. I don't hang out with those types. People who don't know how to mind their business or respect my boundaries inside my home, possibly. Those are criminals. You keep away from those types. So I have to be careful where I come and where I go. But my music is for you to listen to and to buy into. It is for your enjoyment. But at the same time, as far as authorization, control of my music, I did not. I mean, do not believe any lies. I would never, ever sign away anything. I would never, lie about what I'm saying in this podcast or any podcast, because everything that I say in my podcast is truthful. Now, if a sample has been used illegally, that is illegal and that is potentially fraud. We don't do that. because I have been a starving artist for many years. I struggled for a very long time before I was able to release music. And I'm an up-and-coming artist. For any artist who's up-and-coming, they should not be subjected to seeing their music used by some person unauthorized who has no business using music, but to try to get ahead by stealing, and that's not fair. If you want to use my music, you come to me directly. That's all I'm going to say on this topic, you know, because I did not come in this country or come in this life to be a victim. I came to be a winner. And I try to be open to all people, and I am a very progressive person, but I am not a fool. Because it doesn't matter what color of skin you are or what religion or what sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. That is not what determines the type of person that has value to do something with his or her life. It, in my opinion, it's the character. I had dealt with people who had bad character, who were black, white, and brown, who I should have never came across. And any body like that should be, everybody should keep away from. Because all they know how to do is hurt people, trespass, violate people's boundaries, steal, rob. These people need to be kept away from. They belong in prison, penitentiaries, mental hospitals, some, because they don't know how to respect and deal with people with talent and people who have genuinely kindness and respect like you and me. And that's what I dealt with for many years of my life. And I wanted to tell you that. As an entertainer, I am legit. And I will never lie to you. And I am, for all those people who want to go for dreams, I guess I'm a spokesperson who likes to talk about it. Because there are lots of people out there, particularly who came to Hollywood, who want to go for a dream and has been subjected to harassment, subjected to people targeting them simply because of jealousy. I'm no exception. Jealousy, or look at them as a victim because of their sickness. So we all need to just realize that despite those situations, it is for me to talk about it and for me to be truthful and continue to create. Because I'm a creator. I'm an artist. But I am not a victim. And neither are you. Good day, good night from Dove Night.